This is SBS Audio.
담섬 saya ialah satu stand up comic ya, Rizal Van Gezel ya, dan beliau memang terkenal di tanah air dan kini beliau berada di Melbourne untuk menyertai dalam pesta comedy ya, Comedy Festival Melbourne dan beberapa pertunjukan di Melbourne. Rizal, apa khabar Rizal bersama saya hari ini? Apa khabar Rizal?
Alhamdulillah baik Zaini, thank you for having me. Ini kali kedua saya menyertai Comedy Festival kat Melbourne. Sebelum ni 2017.
So you datang lagi ke Melbourne ni with a bit of notoriety ya, sebab baru-baru ni bukan baru-baru ni lah, pada tahun 2022 ya. Hampir ditahan ya, hampir dimasukkan penjara tapi tak dimasukkan ke penjara kan. Tapi
tak dimasuk penjara tapi masuk riman, lock up je.
Berapa hari? 2 hari.
Satu malam je. Okay lah. Cuti sikit daripada stres jaga anak padahal.
So first of all nak tanya, what makes apa yang buat orang mendorong orang untuk menjadi stand up comic? Jadi what drove you to become a stand up comic?
Well, okay. Kalau jawapan yang sopan, kalau saya nak bagi jawapan yang sopan, saya berkata kita ni suka membawa kebahagiaan kepada orang.
Jangan bagi jawapan sopan. Saya tak nak jawapan sopan sebab saya tahu. I did some homework. You went to study. What did you study in Miami, right?
I went to I studied hotel management and hospitality and tourism in Miami. First in UiTM, inshallah, for my diploma. The reason why I became, I studied hotel management and saya ada pengalaman bekerja dalam industri hotel juga. Sebab saya memang suka melayan orang untuk menjadi orang comfortable, untuk menjadi buat orang rasa gembira, rasa happy. Dia samalah. So saya punya keinginan saya nak buat stand up comedy ni lebih kurang sama dengan keinginan saya menjadi seorang dalam industri dalam hotel dan tourism.
I had to do some homework on you obviously, and then I watch your routine. So the sets that you do dekat Malaysia, then you pergi Singapore, and I noticed the Malaysian Singaporean rivalry tu memang best. Tapi do you do the same sets here? Because I don't know whether it will translate as well to an Australian audience, or does it?
Actually, this is a good question. You can tell jokes same, so to say, tackle the same topics, or we say the same premises to an international crowd, but you might have to just tweak it a little bit. Just a slight tweak, like, to give you an example, like if I have to explain if there's a joke about how Singaporean somebody from Singapore recommended me to have the best banana leaf in all of Singapore. Padahal bila pergi sana dia punya daun pisang dia lagi enak sedap makan daripada makanan atas di kawasan daun pisang tu. So the joke is there, but you have to explain a little bit to the audience that we have that rivalry. So I guess this is why we travel. This is why it's important for comedians to travel, because when we take ourselves out of the comfort zone, we have to think more outside of the scope that we usually work with, and it's very healthy for us creatively to perform outside of our comfort zone.
And ini hanya pandangan peribadi saya saja ya. The way I see it, ada dua type of jenaka. Satu that yang appeal to the masses, yang and then these are the maharaja lawak type of comedy. Satu lagi the stand up comics like you guys, educated guys like you, and appealing more to the middle class, the more educated audience back home. Yeah, because the maharaja lawak tu, making fun of foreign workers and racial stereotypes pada saya lah, is doesn't sit very well with me. Tapi what are your thoughts on that? You know, very popular though, very popular. This kind of jokes.
Yeah, this is a very good question, and I guess this is also addressing something very important for Malaysia in the comedy industry. Memang patut ada perbezaan antara dua art forms, two different seni persembahan. Satu ialah stand up, satu ialah sketsa. So memang dua ni adalah beza. You tak boleh bandingkan mana lagi baik dan mana lagi bagus. Sebab ni dia macam kalau kita bandingkan dua genre music, satu rock, satu pop. Mana lagi sedap? Dia tak boleh dibandingkan sebab dia dua berlainan. And then dia mengikut citarasa orang. Setengah orang suka rock, setengah orang suka apalah, whatever, R&B for example. Tapi you tak boleh kata mana lagi bagus, kan? Tapi memang stand-up comedy ni seni persembahan yang memerlukan sedikit macam pemikiran yang lebar sikit, yang you kena mungkin ada sedikit pendedahan kepada dunia di luar Malaysia. When the English stand-up comedy scene and Malay emerge from the underground, memang kita orang punya audience kita very niche. Even Malay. Malay stand-up, oh my goodness, Malay stand-up lagi lagi apa niche market dia daripada English. And saya tak boleh faham kenapa, sebab Malay stand-up comedy ni sangat kelakar, sangat bagus. Tapi pendapat saya lah, mungkin sebab dia berunsur-unsur yang berkonfrontasi sikit. Self-deprecation, you know, in Malay self-deprecation macam mengejek diri kita, you know, mengejek diri. Yeah. We make fun of ourselves. When we make fun of ourselves, we show to the audience that we are not taking ourselves too seriously. That we are just laid back, we are human like everybody else. Maybe that is the nature of stand-up comedy yang mungkin tak berapa kena dengan budaya Malaysia kita yang berbudi bahasa, bosopan santun. You know, the mass media and also the general public, they see stand-up comedy as lawak biadab. You know, because diorang mungkin tak boleh terima style unsur-unsur konfrontasi stand-up comedy. And then stand-up comedy is about punching up. You have to punch up. So earlier when you said that, you know, in the sketch comedy, they make fun of foreign workers. And that one is punching down.
Yeah, who's your idol, Rizal?
I would say that the father of stand-up comedy in Malaysia is probably Jamali Shahadat. So I say that he was probably the first one to do comedy in terms of lawak solo, or as the Dewan Bahasa said, comedy, you know, dia seorang je. Mungkin style dia tak kata lah, in a modern stand-up comedy punya style, di mana dia tak bercakap pada diri dia, dia buat character. So and then yes, the English speaking stand-up comedy scene yang mula-mula pecah dalam industri kita is Ali Iskandar. Personally for me, my inspiration, local inspiration would have to be Jip Murad. Jip Murad, the arwah, the late Jip Murad, definitely. He was the first Malaysian comedian where I saw doing stand up, and dalam I was in the audience. Bila saya tengok dia, saya pun rasa macam, saya nak buat lah ni, you know, sebagai kerjaya, you know, Kevin J baru balik daripada gym. You can join us anytime, Kevin.
Menyertai kita, perbualan kita kali ini lah Kevin J, seorang lagi stand-up comic daripada Malaysia. Selamat datang ke Melbourne. Ini bukan kali pertama you di Australia, Kevin?
Bukan kali pertama. Saya pernah datang ke Melbourne, tapi ini pertama kali saya buat international comedy festival lah.
Tapi you dah ada your own Netflix show, jadi dah international lah, dah pun exposure.
Kiranya kita dalam festival ni, dia berikan Melbourne kebenaran untuk menggunakan perkataan international. Kalau tak ada kita orang, dia Melbourne Comedy Festival je. Sebab dia ada banyak peserta, artis daripada luar negara. Macam kita, baru dia boleh letak international. Kalau tidak, dia Melbourne local festival.
Kevin, Rizal dengan saya baru saja berbual tentang siapa who yang memberi inspirasi kepada beliau. Dan jadi siapa yang telah menjadi inspirasi untuk you, Kevin?
Okay, inspirasi dia banyak sebenarnya. Okay.
Ambil value.
First, saya kena tengok
cerita. I like that, man.
Yes, yes. No, but I, politically correct, I cannot say lah.
No. I'm telling Kevin. This is not RTM.
Okay.
We can literally... Oh. No.
Tapi, at first, bila saya tengok cerita-cerita P. Ramlee dulu, I like macam diorang boleh buat joke yang racist, tapi in so clever that kita tak sedar yang dia buat macam tu. Boleh faham tak? So, and then later on bila saya balik daripada UK, sebenarnya time tu saya tak nak buat stand-up comedy, tapi saya ada tengok Harith Iskandar, Joanne Kam, diorang buat comedy show. And saya fikir dalam diri saya, saya kena tunggu 3 bulan untuk diorang buat show untuk saya tengok. So, kalau saya nak tengok lebih banyak stand-up comedy, saya kena buat sendirilah. So, saya naik stage, saya pun buat sendirilah. Tengok macam mana. I mean, it took me a few years, but, eventually, here I am.
Yeah, that's the thing, though, Zaini. Sebab dalam industri kat Malaysia ni, industri stand-up ni sebenarnya tak besar. So, kita sendiri kena hasilkan show sendiri, kena produce show sendiri, kena organize everything, kena buat sendirilah. Sebab kita orang tak ada banyak support sebenarnya dari segi commercial media or dari
dari siapa-siapa lah.
Siapa-siapa lah.
Mungkin tak suka kita orang, media tak suka kita orang, radio tak suka kita orang, semua tak suka kita orang. Sebab dia orang ingat kita komedian ni mulut celupa. Tak boleh kontrol. Memang ada insurans.
Tapi kadang-kadang memang celupa pun.
Yelah, tapi tak payahlah kita orang.
As a nation, orang Malaysia, are we good at laughing at ourselves? I think itu yang masalahnya, I think, for stand-up comedian. Susah, eh? Depends on the place.
I think orang Malaysia is the best at laughing at ourselves. I think kita dalam kat Malaysia ni, saya rasa terkongkong sangat. Right? Sometimes kita ada banyak problem, tapi kita tak tahu macam mana nak luahkan problem tu. Macam mana kita nak, kalau kita tengok kita ni politik, or kita tengok kita ni society, banyak problem sebenarnya. In society tak ada problem, tapi orang yang create problem tu datang kat kita, lepas tu kita nak luahkan tapi tak tahu macam mana. So sometimes diorang pergi comedy show and we make fun of that situation, diorang akan rasa macam diorang boleh luahkan dalam segi ketawa.
Yeah.
It relieves the pressure a little bit.
Kevin, dia kata tadi sebut P. Ramlee, ya. In terms of abroad pula, foreign punya stand-up comedy, who's your favourite, ya? Rizal, siapa?
Abroad,
International lah.
Orang putih ke orang hitam ke siapa? Bukan orang Malaysia.
Orang putih, orang hitam ke
orang coklat
je.
Siapa dia?
Susah lah sebab dia selalu bertukar. Okay, I think for now, we're probably Bill Burr lah. Bill Burr. He's an American comedian. American comedian. Dia punya style dia very berkonfrontasi lah. Dia memang dia social commentary, a little bit political, and also he's very vulnerable. He shares things from his personal life about his childhood, about his marriage, about him being a father. And I think that is, he has all the key components of a good stand-up comedian. He's very honest.
Dia
orang putih yang suka kutuk orang putih. Ya, yang tu yang suka juga.
Okay.
White on white crime, you know?
Okay. Tapi I notice on Netflix lah sekarang ni banyak stand-up. So there's a lot, banyak apa peluang untuk stand-up comic to make it big. And then there's a Filipino guy called apa? Jokoy. So he's made it, I think, in America. And he talks about, when I saw his kid on Netflix and talking about masak nasi, letak jari, sukat air. And I thought that's very Malay as well, So that's opportunities for you guys, to make it really, really, really big.
So far, banyak stand-up comedy now reach out to the Asian community lah. So, itu yang baik pasal, Netflix and other TV streaming yang buat specials for Asian people as well. Sebab sebelum ni, kalau kita tengok
stand-up comedy is always kalau kita tengok Robbie Williams, kalau kita tengok Eddie Murphy, diorang kutuk white people problems and black people problems. Kan? So, sebelum ni, tak ada orang cakap pasal Asian people problem. Until 2005, Russell Peters, diorang dia buat special dia. And then, suddenly, oh, Asian pun boleh enjoy stand-up comedy. So, from then onwards, kita tengok banyak, apa tu, stand-up comedy specials yang kita boleh relate as Asian.
Kita boleh sembah sampai the cows come home ya. Tapi masa agak terhad. Nanti kau cakap banyak-banyak pun, I kena edit juga. Final say from Rizal.
Please come and watch. You know, come and watch live comedy shows. Even though kalau kita tak ada, I rasa stand up comedy ni bagus untuk pemikiran kita. Dia menggalakkan kita berfikir sebagai lebih critical. Stand up comedy ni healthy also, but as the old saying, laughter is the best medicine.
Final word from saya, tadi Rizal dengan saya agree ya. Jamal Syahda, I remember the sketch. It's 4 biol berhari raya. My father ada beli dia punya vinyl dia. It is very, very good. It is brilliant. Thank you very much guys, Rizal, Van Gezel, sekali lagi dan Kevin J for being with SBS Bahasa Melayu. Dengan itu sekian dari SBS Bahasa Melayu, saya Zaini Ahmad.